You know, and I want to talk about this oil thing, but mm-hmm. now's probably not the time to do it. But I mean, the price of gas is nuts. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I would like to submit that you've got single tasking day all wrong.
Okay.
I think it's for multitaskers to slow down, take a breath, do one thing at a time, focus on it, and see how productive that really is.
Ah, very good. Well, that could well be. I was hoping it was my day to not have to do too much, right?
Well, you could always make it that. I mean,
yeah, you could. You know, yeah,
I'd like to think we all find a way to do that a little bit every day.
Somehow, some way.
All right.
Police in Cleveland arrested a man for shoplifting after he was spotted putting air fresheners in his pants. $217. $217 worth of.
Was it one of those plug-in kinds?
I hope
it's warm.
I hope not. Yeah. Yeah. And also under news of the odd in Norway, police stopped a driver in a Subaru who had three live reindeer in his back seat. That's a great commercial for Subaru having leg room, don't you think?
Well, maybe they were babies.
Yeah, oh, it could be a baby. That's true. Baby reindeer is still pretty big, I would think. But anyway.
Shh, I'm taking care of them.
Jethro trivia coming up in just a little while.
Oh, that's right. We didn't do that yesterday.
Well, it was something that was so easy.
Did Jordan and Patrick participate?
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, rather well.
And a matter of fact, let me see
what else. Last time they failed. Right?
Yeah. And let's see. And Carl Mooney, city councilman.
Yeah.
Really?
Played Jethro trivia.
How'd he do?
He won. He and Sokol got it right. And and Patrick and Tom got it wrong. So
okay.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad Patrick missed at least one. That might redeem him.
Well, okay. Well, actually, put on your headphones, ladies, because that just shows you that.
Are you talking to us?
No. Anna's here and Lee are here from the animal shelter.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought we'd just let them play Jethro trivia. Let me see if I can find it. Wait.
It was right over there.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. As you can tell, our show is always so planned.
Scripted.
Everything is scripted.
To a T.
We have to do everything at just the right time. All right, it'll just take me a minute.
Good, because we got all the time in the world.
Talk about yourself. Okay, like what else are we going to do? All right.
Peas and carrots.
He needs a.
What's today? Tuesday?
A folder over there that says Jethro Trivia.
Make it
color coded.
He'd lose it.
Yeah.
It's all printed on white paper, which is all the same color.
Well, that's an issue right there.
Yeah. Really? So you're saying we need to get you some multicolored paper?
Need to get you some canary?
Got it. All right, here we go.
Canary, some goldenrod, some chartreuse.
All right, ladies, this is called Jethro. You have a microphone. There you go.
Uh-huh.
There we are. Okay. Yeah. This is called Jethro Trivia. It's an oddly informative little news quiz where we ask you a simple question about pop culture, recent current events, and it's always fun to play. There's no wagering.
Well, they'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's subjective.
Now, what we'll do is we'll give
Can they hear us? Sometimes we have that problem.
Yeah. You ladies can hear them just fine. Okay, that's it. Okay. So anyway, actually, guys, you already know the answer to this.
We do.
Shut the front door, really.
Yeah, we've already talked about this morning. But possibly Anna and Leah weren't listening. So we'll just let Anna and Leah play this morning.
Oh,
that?
Oh
okay.
Yeah.
So what
that's
I'll do
the
is,
oldest restaurant in College Station.
Yeah, really?
No, that's
not.
No.
Lane's
Chicken Finger.
Right. Okay.
No, it's Martin's Barbecue. That's right.
Parents who feel guilty when they take their babies to coffee shops can now do what? Is it A, stay home and actually make their own coffee? B, leave the little rugrats at home?
Mm-hmm.
C, leave them with new coffee daycare centers? Or D, give them baby cups of coffee? That's A, B, C, and D. A, again, stay at home and make your own coffee.
Tom, do you remember the answer?
I'm trying. Did we talk about this morning?
See,
we?
they could pick one of us.
I know we were talking
Radio Squares.
I know we were talking about coffee.
Yeah,
but,
okay. All right. Yeah. So yeah, Lee.
Is it?
Would you be quiet? I'm going to give them a chance to answer. Yeah, leave them at home with new. Wow. Leave them at home. Take them to the new coffee daycare centers.
Somebody's
or D. Give them.
Him needs some more coffee.
Baby coffee drinks. Anna, what's
weeks?
The answer? A, B, C, or D?
I'm going to go with the daycare.
Okay, go with the daycare. That's the coffee daycare centers. Okay, Leah?
Yeah, coffee daycare.
Okay, now the answer is Chase. That's right. Give them baby coffee drinks.
Oh,
that's exactly
that
right.
That sounds smart.
Oh, good, baby Chinos are available now.
Well,
baby
they
Chinos.
Say five cups of coffee a day can help prevent diabetes.
Well, so start early.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Take your child out there and do that.
I should be super proof.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, do you remember we did talk about that earlier in the show?
Well, I forgot about the baby cups. I was going to say C also.
Okay, well, you
really?
Missed it.
Yeah.
You see what I have to put up with?
God, I just remember when I just remember it because you know when Scott said baby chinos, I was thinking pants.
Yeah, that's
little
right.
khakis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
You know,
chino babies.
They'd have their little shoes to go along with.
But they're actually little baby frappuccinos. So there you go. All right. So thank you guys. I appreciate that.
All right. Went well, I thought.
Yeah. yeah perfect. Yeah. Again, just the way we did it in rehearsal. Yes. 8:17. News Talk 1620 WTAW. And Leah's here this morning from the Brazos Animal Shelter. How are you? And welcome back.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. Used to be with us.
Yeah, I came for 3 years,
yeah.
And then I was gone for a couple. And
exactly, and now
I'm
you're back. Okay.
Yeah, I've been back since July. So
really?
Yes.
Well, gee whiz, they should have had you come in here more often. That's exactly right. Okay, so what do we got this morning?
Oh, well, of course, we have plenty of pets available for adoption, but we're getting into, puppy and kitten season. Puppy and kitten season is a time we desperately need foster homes. It's foster homes. We provide them with everything they need while they have that pet. And these are pets that are not available for adoption at this moment. So they're too young for adoption. Excuse me.
Go ahead. That's okay. I have to do that, too.
I'm trying to get over being sick here.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Whoever gets this mic next.
But, yeah, well, we'll spray it. It's okay.
But they, we provide them with everything they need while they have that animal. We're looking for people who can take on maybe two puppies at a time when we get puppies in that do not have a mama and we need, or cat for that matter, or the mother and the litter of animals. Because it is best that they stay with their mothers till they're 6 to 8 weeks old. And we, again, provide you with everything you need while you have that animal in your home. Because we understand some people want to help out, but maybe volunteering in the shelter is not an opportunity. We're looking for some used washers and dryers. They have to be electric because that's how our hookups are. So
sure.
If you have anything interesting like that, then you want to contact the shelter. You can get a hold of all of our contact numbers or where we're located. We're at 5359. Leonard Road. Now that's between 2818 and 47 out by the Expo Complex. Great opportunity to come out to the shelter today. It's going to be nice out. If you're coming out when it rains, you either better be bringing us a load of gravel or your mud boots.
Okay.
So we're in desperate need of some gravel out there. But now that the rain is kind of getting our ground to settle, it's not so bad. But again, if you're interested in foster care, please consider that. Talk it over with your family. It's a great opportunity to temporarily have an animal in your home. If it is a puppy or kitten that's too young to be adopted, you're looking at 8 to 10 weeks max. And that's because they were born maybe at your house or they're newborns. And so it's a set time period for that. But we're also looking for fosters for PetSmart, which those are adoptable animals that are going to go to PetSmart on Saturdays because we do those adoptions out there. But we are really, really needing some additional homes as the season comes upon us. So BrazosAnimalShelter.org is the website. And you can call us 775-5755. Or like I said, come out if you haven't seen the 17.5 acres. At 5359 Leonard Road.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks in the Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW. And Ann is here, as I mentioned, from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. What you got for us today?
Yeah. Well, we are just 2 weeks away from our annual Epicurean Extravaganza presents A Taste of Aggieland, and we're really excited about it. That's going to be on Tuesday, March 6th. Out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. I think that's probably just down from the animal.
Absolutely,
shelter, so you can stop in there on your way. We've got premium tickets, general tickets, and even discount ticket packages available for that event. And that event does, what some people don't know, it does benefit the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association's Education Foundation, helping get kids scholarships for restaurant industry related careers. So it's a great event, tasty event, and we would love for everyone to come out for that. Also next week, on Thursday, we are celebrating a business after hours out at the new Bank and Trust, at the Tower Point location there on, Earl Rudder Freeway. So come out for that. We also this week, tomorrow are having a sold out Inner Circle luncheon going on with Dr. Jeff Seaman, who is the chief research officer from Texas A&M University. And We would like to thank our platinum sponsor this week is St. Joseph's Physicians and Clinics, and we appreciate all they do for the Chamber.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. And our community segment is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. If you have cataracts or need other vision correction, call today 776-7564.